Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 94. And we have some new stations joining us this weekend, one in Portland, Oregon, and a couple in Amarillo, Texas. Welcome, KBNP in Portland, KGNC, and FM Translator 97.5 in Amarillo. Thrilled to have you along. If this is the first time that you've tuned in to Tech It Out, my goal isn't just to celebrate technology, but to help demystify it as well. And we do have a great show planned for you this hour. In a moment from now, we'll learn about a new emergency pendant with no monthly costs. We'll touch base with Intel in a few minutes from now to chat about its officially unveiled 9th-gen processors for laptops, ideal for gamers and content creators like video editors. We'll also talk 3D printing and the future of that space this hour with Nano Dimension. And we'll end off the show with a chat about Small Business Week, which kicks off next week, and some recommended tech I showed on TV this week tied to small business. All of this and more coming up on a brand new Tech It Out. Kenny Kelly, a former Hollywood stuntman and YouTube star, crashed his motorcycle a few years ago and was unable to call for help on his smartphone. And it was during those long minutes waiting for first responders that he had the idea for a wearable panic button just in case of emergency. And so Silent Beacon was born. Joining us on the line to tell us all about it is Kenny Kelly, founder and CEO of Silent Beacon. Thanks for your time, Kenny, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
Now, before we talk about Silent Beacon, please bring us all up to speed about your career as a stuntman and a YouTuber.
Sure. Well, in my younger years, I always had ambitions to be in the entertainment industry. So I went to where most people do, which is Hollywood, California, and realized there's millions of other people trying to do the same thing I do. So I actually was always good on motorcycles and bicycles growing up, so I just decided to become a stuntman, which kind of puts you on the forefront of Hollywood because you're in a niche market that most people can't do those kind of things. So I was able to perform and wreck and kind of bounce when I was young. As you grow older, you don't bounce anymore, but back then I could kind of take a bump and keep on riding.
And could we have seen your work in a big TV show or movie? Can you drop any names?
Yes. Yeah, so there's the Adrenaline Crew series. There's Biker Boys, Torque, Red Line, The Fear of Speed. My first movie was called In the Wrong Hands. There was MTV music videos that featured us, Gwen Stefani's music video for Let It Ride.
Awesome.
There's been a lot of things over the years. It's kind of foggy now because it was all kind of, you just go where you're told to go and you go on to the next one.
Yeah, I get that. Congrats. So now let's talk about Silent Beacon. So it was an accident on your motorcycle that gave you that epiphany to do something about emergency situations.
I saw there was an issue with being able to get to your smartphone in an emergency and kind of do everything that you would want to do if you had time to think about it. Now, when you're in an emergency, all you want to do is probably call 911 or probably call a loved one. But there's a whole list of things that you should be able to do. And if you're just thinking about it like we are now, you would want to. You would want to send your location. You would want to try to get information by any means necessary, whether that's social media, whether that's email, whether that's push notifications, whether that's text message or voice calls. So we kind of grab all the technology in your smartphone and allow that to be hit at one time so that, you know, just imagine you're kind of spreading out your alert to everyone everywhere at once to get to maximize the chances that you're going to receive help in an emergency.
So the
Silent Beacon product is a Bluetooth product. It's about almost 2 inches in diameter. Imagine an apple, if you will, with two bites taken out of both sides because it has an indented button on both sides so you won't accidentally hit it in your pocket. So when you press those buttons simultaneously, it sends a signal to your smartphone, and your smartphone grabs all the technology, utilizes all the information that it has, and then sends out, however you set it up, those packets of information, whether it's text message, email, push notification, and it can place voice calls, so you don't have to grab your phone.
Do you wear the Silent Beacon on your wrist, like a watch?
You wear it as either a pendant or on your keychain mostly, but it also comes with a clear clip. I keep mine on my belt loop, so it's just kind of tucked under my shirt so people can't see it.
Along with calling emergency services and loved ones, can it also send out your GPS coordinates, like where you are physically?
Yes. So it can send out your GPS coordinates. You set it up. So if you go into the menu, you can have it decide to send your location or not. And then they'll just get a text message that shows you where you're located, and it follows you. So there'll be a little red line with your footsteps wherever you're walking, so it can track you in real time. And where you've already been is actually in gray, so it shows where you are now and where you were.
Okay. And just to clarify, Kenny, that this works through your smartphone wirelessly via Bluetooth technology, so your phone needs to be on you and working. This isn't like the wearable device has integrated cellular connectivity or GPS or anything like that.
Correct. This version of Silent Beacon totally relies on your smartphone.
Got it.
And the reason we did that is so a lot of people don't want to pay that $39.99, $29.99 a month fee for your own cellular network for a device. We wanted to be able to piggyback off the technology you're already paying for monthly and just be able to use that in this product.
We're chatting with Kenny Kelly, a former Hollywood stuntman and YouTube star, and he's now the founder and CEO of Silent Beacon, a device he came up with during an emergency when he crashed his motorcycle a few years ago. Tell us about the mute mode. How does that work, and how could that be helpful in an emergency situation?
Sure. Well, we tried to pack this thing full of features so that anyone can use it in, you know, any kind of situation. And there's a lot of situations, let's say domestic violence, or if someone's kind of, you know, aggravatedly standing in your face, they're not going to want to know that you're calling 911. That's just going to agitate them even more. Any attacker is not going to want to know that you've called 911 unless you want to tell them. If you can get out of that situation, then please do. But if you feel that it's going to antagonize your attacker, you simply hold one of the buttons for 1 second. It's going to vibrate, and then all the LEDs, all the audio is going to disappear. Whoever you're calling can still hear you, and it's still tracking you, but it kills all sound and lights, so people won't think you have hit the button, and you'll be able to kind of not get them more riled up than they already are and try to diffuse the situation while help is still on the way and it's being recorded.
Who would you say your target audience is? Are you hitting up travelers, women who may commute alone and they want the sort of the peace of mind knowing that they can get help if they need it? Are you targeting drivers specifically?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. You know, our market began with just women. Basically, when I thought of this, you know, I would listen to CNN a lot and other news organizations in the background while I was working on my computer. And you'd hear of all these horror stories, like a woman was trapped in her trunk and she didn't know where she was. And I was thinking, well, geez, you know, if you had the Silent Beacon, you could just press it and police would be able to track you in real time. And also, there was that horrible issue that happened down in Virginia where a girl was kidnapped after leaving a concert. And I remember on the news they said, oh, you know, we have her GPS location here, pinged later that night. And that took 2 weeks to get. And that's because if you disappear, if you want to leave where you are, you have every right. I can't go down to the court records and say, I want to see where Mark has pinged his cell phone tower because I haven't heard from him. It's your right to disappear if you want to. So Silent Beacon just allows your loved ones to know where you are immediately and not have to worry about that whole subpoena thing with court records and things like that. So it was originally for women.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just got all this feedback from schools, from laboratories where you can't bring your phone or other sensitive information, for plumbers, for mechanics who work on cars, they're underneath cars and no one else is around. So it really just spread. And, you know, instead of saying what this market is for, really is now just for anyone who thinks they have use for it in their life. Joggers, people who work in areas they don't feel comfortable in, caseworkers, therapists. These are all people and companies who bought our product because they see the value in it.
You mentioned joggers. So if it's raining outside, is the Silent Beacon okay?
So the Silent Beacon is water resistant. And I would like to say it's waterproof, but legally I can't. I tested it myself by putting it under 3 feet of water and pressing the button to see if it would still work. And the device actually did work for 30 minutes. But the ingress protection, which is the IP rating, we have not actually officially had it rated yet. But it will work. I've dropped it in the toilet. I've worn it in the shower. So it will work under those conditions, although we don't recommend it.
All right, Kenny, finally, tell us how much Silent Beacon costs and where we can learn more about it.
Sure, Mark. Thanks. So you can learn more about Silent Beacon at www.silentbeacon.com. And right now it is on sale for $89.99 on our website and usually retails MSRP for about $99.99.
And as you said, there's no monthly costs or anything. It just piggybacks on your smartphone.
Correct. You just buy it and it's yours. And we have other products that we're putting out later this year that compete with, you know, the Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up kind of devices. And those as well, we're doing it with no monthly fees.
Oh, that could be a disruptor.
Yeah.
Kenny, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Congrats on this product.
I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Before we continue on with the show, a quick shout out to my sponsor. Tech It Out is powered by Asus. Thank you for your ongoing support. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more, as well as their gaming gear under the Republic of Gamers or ROG sub-brand of Asus. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. Asus was a guest on last week, by the way. You can hear that interview in podcast form today. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. You're listening to the Radio America Network.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bubba.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
They can be pretty loving. lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tech It Out. With its crosshairs targeting computer gamers and content creators and others who demand performance, Intel last week officially took the wraps off its new 9th generation Intel Core processors for laptops. A processor, of course, or CPU, a central processing unit, is that engine that drives your computer's performance. Joining us now to discuss is Lisa McManus, account executive at Intel. Welcome back to the show, Lisa.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
We had you back in December after I had a sneak peek at 9th gen core processors in action, but that was more on the desktop side. We're going to talk about mobile performance today. But before we talk about 9th gen processors, please tell us why the gaming market and the content creation space is so appealing to Intel.
Yeah, you know, this space is so huge and market's growing, as you know, based on all your research, that this particular market, you know, there's 580 million enthusiast PC gamers around the world. And a nice new market that we're really focusing on is the creator market. And there's like 130 million PC-based content creators today in market. So, you know, the opportunity is massive and Intel's really focused on providing the best experience, right? So as you grow this market, you know, technology continues to develop and bring better and faster experiences to the user. So it's really exciting for us.
Okay, so that's about 580 million enthusiast PC gamers out there. That is obviously a huge market. And then about 130 million PC-based content creators. So I'm assuming that's like YouTubers and the like and other editors. So yeah, needless to say, they need a lot of performance under the hood. And now anywhere they go, they're not limited to a desktop. So that's a good segue into the ninth gen mobile processors. I think Intel calls it H series. H as in happy. So how are they best suited for mobile gamers and video editors and the like?
Yeah, you know, this particular series is really designed to bring desktop caliber, you know, performance to the mobile user, right? So whether it be AAA gaming or content creation, the reality is, you know, desktop was always the core tool for these folks, and now they really can take this experience and this technology on the go, but have the same experience or better than on the desktop. There's so many new technologies that they can then take advantage of, whether it be Wi-Fi 6 or Turbo Boost, that's really bringing great performance to their mobile laptop.
Got it. I'll ask you more about the next-gen Wi-Fi in a moment. But when it comes to speed and performance, things that gamers definitely want, especially when they're gaming online competitively or even professionally, like in esports, could you quantify how much better these ninth-gen processors are over, say, last year's eighth-generation processors or maybe, say, a three-year-old PC?
I can. You know, three-year-old PCs, there's a lot of them out there. And the reality is ninth gen brings 56% frames per second faster for gamers, you know, 38% faster turn time for gamers. And from a, you know, creator perspective, 54% 4K video editing and basically an overall 33% performance boost for over a three-year-old PC. So really exciting numbers for us. And even gen over gen, you know, if you have folks out there that are looking to upgrade, but, you know, wondering, is it worth it? I've only bought one or two years ago. You're still looking at jumps of 28% faster video editing, 18% improvement in frames per second, you know, 2.1 times higher frames per second in gaming, streaming, and recording. So a lot of value that the customers can see in the new series for sure.
All right. And again, this is critically important to gamers and content creators alike and others who demand performance. And now without any trade-offs, you don't have to be at a desktop tethered to a machine plugged into the wall in order to take advantage of these newer technologies. And I love the fact that there's no trade-offs. We used to have, for example, bulky laptops if we wanted serious speed, or there was poor battery life if we wanted serious speed. So now it sounds like it's sort of best of both worlds. You're getting the thin form factors that we want with lots of power, good battery life, and all in a mobile form factor, which is awesome. We're chatting with Lisa McManus. She is an account executive at Intel, and we're chatting about the new 9th-gen Intel Core processors for laptops just unveiled. Why is next-gen Wi-Fi important, and what do these 9th-gen processors offer in this space?
So, you know, it's interesting. We have Wi-Fi 6 now, which is amazing. There's basically a 75% latency reduction, which means it's much faster. So you might get a much smoother and much faster stream over Wi-Fi when you have the correct technology. And that's really exciting because what that means is you can game, record, stream, and no impact to the quality of all of those elements of it, as well as broadcast live streams up to 2 times faster.
Okay. So you don't need an Ethernet cable. You're now getting Wi-Fi performance that rivals or in some cases exceeds wired performance. So let's wrap up with when these 9th-gen mobile processors will roll out and with what partners. Is it all like sort of the big PC makers or is it some niche gaming laptops?
So the H series that we've been discussing, the mobile processors, the new 9th-gen series, will be out with Acer, Asus, and Lenovo now. They'll be online and available in select markets, and we expect all PC manufacturers to come out with products shortly. So very exciting in terms of coming up. And I just wanted to mention as well, we have desktop new 9th-gen S series with all our partners, HP, Lenovo, Dell, Acer, Asus, and MSI. So we're pretty excited about the lineup.
All right, so when someone's shopping for a new PC, be it a laptop or a desktop, the sticker or words that they want to look for would be something like 9th-gen Intel Core processors. Is that right?
That's correct. You'll see on the Intel badge, the little square unit that's on the majority of laptops produced, it'll have 9th-gen right on it. And then you'll also know by the number of the processor. So the 9th-gen generally starts with a 9. So you're going to see, for example, you know, a i7-9850H or an i5-9400 or a 9300. So if it starts with a 9, you're looking at the 9th series.
All right. And of course, Intel.com has more. Lisa McManus, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out when we chat 3D printing with Nano Dimension. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. In case you've never seen a 3D printer in action, it's fascinating. Most of the ones available for the home today can create a three-dimensional and often multicolor object, up to 8 or 10 inches cubed, usually. And if you don't know how to design what you want to 3D print, like, I don't know, chess pieces, for example, you can download those blueprints from the internet. As cool as it is, 3D printing, which is often referred to as additive manufacturing, it's still in its infancy. So to tell us what's new and where we're going in this space, we're joined by Amit Dror, CEO, President, and co-founder of Nano Dimension. Welcome to the show, Amit.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
And thanks for, I know it's a big time difference. You're in Tel Aviv. Thank you for making time to chat with us. Now, before we talk about the future of 3D printing, including your award-winning Dragonfly Pro, which is the only system of its type worldwide, before we get to all of that, please tell us a bit about yourself and Nano Dimension.
Great. So actually, I think I'm maybe a bit of a typical Israeli entrepreneur. I started in the army where I served in technological unit, and I kind of graduated a lot of improvisation on the very edge high-tech technology world. And then in the recent decade, I had the chance to work in different Israeli tech companies in the field of telecom, software, and actually I've also been, as an entrepreneur, a person who started the first whiskey distillery in Tel Aviv, which is more of a passion than really of a tech activity. And moving forward into Nano Dimension, which is definitely, you know, the project I'm most proud of the last 6 years dealing with that. It's an idea that started about 6 years ago, and behind it, myself as a co-founder with additional three co-founders had the thinking of how can we take 3D printing. And to remind you, about three or four, even 10 years ago, 3D printing was just starting. And we were thinking, how could we as entrepreneurs jump into that new and exciting world of creating things out of inks or almost, you know, raw materials and do something new. That's really where it all started. And the idea that came to mind, why don't we take the advantages of 3D printing as we see them on YouTube and other places, and we bring those advantages to the world of electronics manufacturing. So not just creating some plastic boxes or tools or even metal parts, but really make a functional circuit board or a sensor or some device that has the connectivity of electrical components, but make all that with 3D printing.
Wow. Okay, so in my introduction, Amit, I talked about chess pieces as an example. That's obviously a pretty basic example of what somebody may be able to print at home today. You're saying that with Nano Dimension, one of the reasons that your company is unique is that you can also print electronics onto that 3D object that you printed. So can you give us an example of something that you're able to 3D print?
Absolutely. Some of the things that we can print include a motherboard, you know, just like the one that you have in a computer or in a phone or pretty much in any device. If you open it, you're going to see a circuit board. Okay, it's also called PCB. That's the term used in the professional world. We can actually 3D print very complex, multi-layered PCBs, or we could also print antennas, RF antennas. We can print an Internet of Things, IoT device, and you know, even sensors. We could actually 3D print sensors.
Wow. Now, I know a lot of companies, for example, I know we've been talking about consumers at the beginning, but a lot of companies will prototype something with a 3D printer. They find that it helps protect their idea better because they're not outsourcing it to another company. So I can see the application of using one of your Nano Dimension or your Dragonfly Pro platform 3D printers to create a one-off to test and iterate. But is it ideal for mass production, a 3D printer?
So this is a great question, and I think that like every new technology, the stages before you go to mass production go through a smaller scale production. And your guess is correct. The initial activity, what most of our customers are currently using the Dragonfly Pro system for, has a lot to do with development and prototyping. You could imagine that, for example, we're working... One of the main sectors of customers we're working with are the U.S. Armed Forces. And, you know, for them, being able to maintain the confidentiality of those electronic designs for, you know, whichever activities they're using them for is very important. And also, when you think about the advantage of being able to prototype or create a one-off device within a few hours, mm-hmm. versus sending it to a third party that would normally take a few weeks.
Right.
That really generates a significant advantage. But to answer your question, can we use the machine as of today for mass production? Well, the answer is we could use it for what we call high mix, low volume. And that actually means that for some products, you don't really need a lot in order to take it into production. Okay, I can give you an example.
Please.
One of our customers, which is a U.S. corporate called Harris Corporation, they're dealing mostly with defense and communication in aerospace. They've realized that by using the Dragonfly Pro and the unique nanomaterials, which are the consumables, right, the inks, which are used by the system to generate the prints, they could reduce the weight and the size of an RF amplifier, which is the communication component within nanosatellites. Now, assuming there are a few tens or hundreds or even thousands of nanosatellites to be deployed, these are not numbers which we should refer to as mass production, but it's definitely production scale.
All right, so we're not talking about 10 million iPhones, but it's still more than a one-off, somewhere in between. Very cool. When we return on Tech It Out, we'll continue our chat with Nano Dimension to talk 3D printing and where we're going to go in the future. As well as at the end of the show, I'm going to talk about Small Business Week taking place and some recommended tech to help your small business. So we'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the Dust Bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the Dust Bunny's only natural predator. Run along, Dust Bunnies, run along.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
We're capturing more content than ever before, whether it's on smartphones, drones, action cameras, or tablets. And so we need an easy and reliable way to capture, preserve, access, and share it all. With a complete portfolio of mobile storage solutions to back up all of your precious memories, SanDisk offers removable storage cards, high-performance USB flash drives, and portable SSDs, or solid-state drives, for your photos, 4K video, music, and personal files. There's even SanDisk iXpand products that snap into your iPhone or iPad to quickly back up your irreplaceable memories. Head over to SanDisk.com to learn more about how their solutions help you keep up with the demands of today's mobile-centric lifestyle. That's SanDisk.com. SanDisk.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. We're chatting with Amit Dror, CEO, president, and co-founder of an Israeli company called Nano Dimension. They have an award-winning printer platform called Dragonfly Pro that not only can print hard or raw materials like plastics, but also print on top of it electronics. So how does that work? Before we pivot and talk about the future and where we're going, I'd love to pick your brain about what 3D printing would be like in, say, 10 to 20 years from now. Do you use plastic as your raw material like many other 3D printers do? And then how do you print the electronics on top of it? Does it use silicone? Is it a different head that prints something different?
Right. Our system is actually using two very different materials. In fact, we're talking about two different families of materials. One is a polymer. It's not just a simple plastic. It's actually a very complex polymer that can withstand very high temperatures. That is the what we call the dielectric material that can separate between the electrical components. And then there is the other material, which is the nano silver ink. Now, these two materials are printed almost simultaneously. And by printing them side by side and then curing them and sintering them, which is the process of drying them and getting them to their mechanical and electrical properties, we create those circuit boards and sensors, which are the outcome of the printer.
Cool.
To your other question about how do I see the future 10 years ago, to make it even more exciting, then in order to do that, why don't we look backward 10 or 20 years ago? I'd like to use a couple of examples that would help me share with you my view of the future. Do you remember that, let's say 20 years ago, if I told you there is a digital device that, you know, you could use in order to take photos, to shoot photos, and you don't need to have physical albums with photos. You know, that would have looked like a crazy thing, right? We all had the Kodak and the cameras, the chemicals, but now it's obvious. I mean, who uses paper and chemical stuff? It's all digital, right? The world has transformed from physical stuff and chemistry production into digital. It's all pure digital. And when I'm taking that example and I'm looking at what Nano Dimension is doing and also other 3D printing companies, that is the future of production. And some of the aspects which are being used in a new concept called Industry 4.0 talk about additive manufacturing, which is the usage of 3D printing in order to create products. And just try to imagine that a 3D printer today can make a plastic box. And with Nano Dimension, you can make electronics components. And maybe in the future, you could do even more things. And in 10 years, we will be able to generate products upon demand. So it's going to be much more than what we can do today when we're actually buying something on the internet. Do you ever buy something online, right? I do.
Of course. Well, yeah, exactly.
And I have to say that I'm always trying to use the Prime service because actually I really want to get it the next day, right? But here's the thing. Most of the stuff that we're buying is not customized, right? I mean, we're getting stuff which is kind of cool. I saw it on a website and I ordered it and I got it. But you know what? The future is going to be more about the customer, us. We're going to want things and we're going to want to have them the way we need them. And they're going to be just better ways of manufacturing, and we'll be able to actually generate your own product, which are going to be much more complex. That's how I see the future.
Mm-hmm. So instead of ordering a product on, say, Amazon, and it's brought to you by car or by drone, that's already off the shelf from a warehouse somewhere, if you wanted a, I don't know, let's say a sweatshirt in a particular material with a certain pattern on it in a specific color, your 3D printer, theoretically, if it could make cloth, or if, for example, it could just make it on demand. It's almost like it's being beamed from one place to another, but it's also customized to your needs.
That is correct. And think about it. We already have things like that. I mean, you could already get a shirt and make sure that they put a nice photo of your family and print it and then send it to you. But looking into the future, it's all going to become even more sophisticated. You will be able to get that sweatshirt that is also going to take measurements of your heartbeat and maybe tell you if you think about your health. And that is going to be customized. So that's how I see the future.
Wow.
I think it's pretty cool.
Indeed. I'll have to agree with you. And unfortunately, we'll have to end it there, Amit. But yes, I agree 100%. That's fascinating. Where could our listeners learn more about Nano Dimension if they wanted to learn more about the company, which is publicly traded? I want to let our listeners know. Is there a website you'd recommend?
Absolutely. We welcome the listeners to enter our website, which is www.nano-di.com. And we're also available to share more information through our website forms.
All right. Nano-di.com for more info. Amit Dror, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed our chat. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that chat with Nano Dimension. As promised, when we return, I'm going to talk about Small Business Week and some tech that I showed on TV this past week. But first, a thank you to Asus, the title sponsor on Tech It Out, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Tech It Out. As promised, for this last block on today's show, I wanted to spend some time talking about small and medium-sized businesses. It is Small Business Week, so I wanted to highlight a few products that I actually showed on TV last week that can help businesses do more in less time and for less money. I did partner with a few of my favorite tech brands to show these products on TV, and you can see that at killerapps.com, by the way, if you want to see a video version. That's killerapps.com. But let me tell you about three of them. I first started off with a fantastic commercial grade laptop for businesses, the Dell Latitude 7400 2-in-1. It's billed as the world's smallest business 14-inch 2-in-1 PC. A 2-in-1, of course, can be used in several modes, like laptop mode or tent mode, display mode, or tablet. And its compact size makes it perfect for on-the-go professionals. It combines a beautiful design with smart security. as it features the world's first PC proximity sensor. What that means is it uses facial recognition to log you in when you walk up to the laptop, but it locks itself when you step away. That's super smart, and I know a lot of small and medium-sized businesses would love that extra security. My favorite feature, though, is its best-in-class battery at more than 24 hours, believe it or not. So you can leave the charger at home. Dell also has a free dedicated small business advisor program to help you choose the right technology solutions for your business, because it isn't a one-size-fits-all scenario, right? You can check out some great deals now and throughout May on Dell.com, but the prices start at $15.99 for that business-grade Dell Latitude 7400 2-in-1. All right, next up, I also showed a printer for small and medium-sized businesses last week on TV. It's the Canon Color Image Class MF743CDW. I know it's a bit of a mouthful, but all you have to remember is that it's a wireless color laser all-in-one. So, of course, that's a printer, scanner, copier, and fax. So it saves you money and space because it's all in one machine, offering a remarkable business color value that's super important to small and medium businesses. Just as Canon creates cameras that deliver professional image quality, this printer offers a vivid color output as well. And if you buy direct through Canon's online store, the optional auto replenishment service means that when you're running low on toner, a new cartridge will be automatically shipped to your door. The all-in-one or multifunction printer actually detects when it's running low on toner and will order a new one for you. So very convenient. This Canon Image Class all-in-one costs $529. And finally, I talked about Ooma Office. It's an affordable and scalable enterprise-grade phone service built to help small businesses look and sound more professional. You can generate more sales and create an overall better customer experience with this cloud-based VoIP system, Voice over Internet Protocol. Businesses have their choice of hardware too, as it works with analog phones, IP phones, and mobile phones, and has advanced features such as a virtual receptionist and conference bridges. And there's no service contracts or long-term commitments, which I know a lot of small and medium-sized businesses would welcome compared to those big telcos that lock in. Ooma Office costs $19.95 per user per month. And again, that's Ooma Office, OOMA. You may have used their consumer version in your home. Now they've made them for businesses because of all the advanced features you get and amazing quality. Let's end off on a tip for small businesses. Cybersecurity needs to be taken very seriously. 2/3 or 65% of cyber attacks target small businesses. Yet, ironically, only 15% of small biz owners think they're at risk. Cyber attacks do not only translate to costly downtime, but there's also a risk of data breaches that can impact your customers and your reputation. The biggest threat are phishing scams, those legitimate-looking emails that can trick an employee into giving out sensitive corporate information. So, along with good cybersecurity software, which is a must, make sure everyone is trained as well, that there's some education here so you can reduce the odds of a cyber attack happening. And if you want to learn more about everything that I talked about just now, that Ooma Office product, the Canon multifunction laser color wireless printer, as well as that commercial grade Dell laptop with a battery that lasts more than 24 hours, you can go to killerapps.com to see it in action. That's killerapps.com. As we wrap up today's show, I do want to thank my sponsor one last time, Asus Republic of Gamers, or ROG, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life and serious gamers. Asus, for those in search of incredible, you can visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. And of course, Republic of Gamers has their own part of the site as well, where you can see all of their laptops and desktops. We spoke with them last week to learn all about their gaming lineup for 2019. If you missed that interview, you can go and listen to the podcast from my website, marksaltzman.com. That's Mark with a C, SALTZMAN.com. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Enjoy.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The pro-life community showing faith, courage, conviction, and commitment to defending those who can't defend themselves. Alive from New York is designed to celebrate the sanctity of human life, marvel at the wonder of human development in the womb, and encourage advocacy for women facing unplanned pregnancies and the preborn. John Fuller's with Focus on the Family says the 12-week campaign event will be capped this afternoon by a live 4D ultrasound broadcast on massive digital screens in Times Square.
The New York legislature stood up and applauded that we can take a baby's life at any time. They saw some absurd reason to applaud for that. And we said we have to do something, and it felt like this was the time to break this idea out and go for it.
A chartered Boeing 737 slid off the runway at Jacksonville Air Station last night.
A civilian contract aircraft arriving at Naval Air Station Jacksonville from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, slid off the runway, runway 10 here at Naval Air Station Jacksonville into the St. John's River. Navy security and emergency response personnel were at the scene immediately and began rescue efforts.
Commanding officer Captain Mike Connor says all 143 on board were safely evacuated, but 21 were taken to an area hospital in good condition. At Cape Canaveral earlier this morning.
3, 2, 1. Ignition.
A SpaceX Falcon rocket took off with a load of supplies to the International Space Station. The recycled Dragon capsule with 5,500 pounds of goods, making its second trip to the outer space and due to arrive at the orbiting lab on Monday. The booster, meanwhile, streaked to a smooth, successful landing on a recovery ship just offshore from Cape Canaveral. Check out more news, read more analysis, both at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Authorities say a man who was sent to California's death row for killing and mutilating a five-month-old girl has died of natural causes.
State corrections officials say 56-year-old Brett Pensinger died Thursday night at a hospital. The specific cause of his death is petting. Pensinger was sentenced to San Quentin's death row in 1982 for killing a five-month-old San Bernardino County girl. Prosecutors say Pensinger, who was then 19, kidnapped Michelle Melander and her brother Michael after drinking with their parents. The infant was killed. Her brother was released unharmed. California now has 735 prisoners on death row, but Governor Gavin Newsom has put on hold all executions with an executive order. Patrick Foss reporting.
On this date in 1998,
Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski was given four life sentences plus 30 years by a federal judge in Sacramento under a plea agreement that spared him the death penalty. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Supporters of Medicaid expansion in the Kansas House have again blocked a proposed state budget in hopes of forcing a vote in the Senate on an expansion plan. And meanwhile, playoff action, one game in the NBA this afternoon. It's game three between the Warriors and the Rockets. Golden State leads 2-0. In the NHL, game fives, on tap. Series tied in both. Columbus Blue Jackets at the Boston Bruins and the Colorado Avalanche at the San Jose Sharks. Meanwhile, in sports right now, in one game that's going on, Minnesota leads the Yankees in the bottom of the eighth inning. The score right now, 6-2 in that contest. Major League Soccer, New York leads Los Angeles in the second period, 3-2 in that score. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome, everyone. It is a new edition of Pop Tech Radio. I am Mike Etchart. I hope you're having a great day. It is a lovely, warm, and sunny day here in Southern California, and I get to chat with a couple of my friends. First off, I've got my good friend Brent Butterworth. He, of course, is the audio and musical instrument writer for The Wirecutter. He's also the editor at Soundstage Solo, and when he's not doing all that stuff, he is a gig pig. He is a working musician here in the greater Los Angeles area. Brent, how are you?
I am having a wonderful morning, and I hope you are too.
Yeah, I am, but the day is young. The day is not ready to throw up the victory flag just yet, but joining us, of course, he is a freelance photographer and writer and world traveler for CNET and the New York Times. And when he's not doing that, he is also a writer of fiction. He is Jeff Morrison. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's morning.
It's morning. We'll just leave it at that, shall we? And we used to do this Troika thing back in the old Sound and Vision radio days. This, you guys have each been on the show individually many times, but this is the first time, I think, in Pop Tech Radio where we've actually been on all at once.
Yeah.
Good to have you both here.
Good to join you.
We're going to start today talking a little bit about digital music. You guys probably saw that Spotify has been posting their numbers,
Their subscription numbers are up. They are still apparently losing money and will be losing money for the foreseeable future. Are you guys both Spotify users? Who is your deliverer of choice when it comes to digital music?
Well, for me, Spotify, I dabble with other things, but Spotify is probably 90% of my digital music at least. I got it a long time ago when I had to evaluate the Google Home speaker when it first came out because it only worked with a pay service. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is great. And it's only gotten way, way better. And it's gotten to the point where, yeah, I'm a jazz guy. And it used to be there was only old jazz on there. But now pretty much every new jazz release comes out on Spotify day and date.
We are all in the greater L.A. area, and to me, one of the real death knells of kind of jazz and classical music was back when we still had retail stores, but when Tower Records closed their doors, that was a big blow for just the retail space of jazz and classical. And so even if you can find physical product these days, it's super hard to find jazz and classical. So this is,
yeah,
as I'm saying, this is kind of, in many ways, it's been a boom to both of those categories because now it's all out there, and it's all out there in, as part of subscription service.
Yeah.
And Jeff, what about you? What is your deliverer of choice for music?
Well, I know everyone loves Spotify, and I couldn't ever get over the fact of how little they pay artists.
Yeah.
And it's not a fight that I'm really interested in making anymore. It's just kind of a personal choice of, you know, I'd rather, if it's an album that I like, I'd rather pay for it and download it. I still carry an iPod. I mean, it's an iPod Touch now, but, you know, I still carry an iPod around for most of my music. And it's something that I don't really care to buy, I just want something in the background, I get the version of Amazon Music through Prime. That ends up being enough to satisfy that itch of stuff that I don't have. And then if I like something there, I'll buy it. It's one of those things where I'm not trying to proselytize this specific, you know, view on buying music. It's just kind of how I've fallen into it. And, you know, maybe someday it'll change. But for now, that's kind of my weird quirk.
But you still carry a dedicated music player then. So you don't actually use your phone as a storage device for your music. You use a separate device.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of music on it, so it's just a lot easier. And most of my phone has got, you know, tons of photos and videos and, you know, stuff like that. So it's easier for me to separate them out. Again, it's a weird thing that I don't think most people would do, but it works for me. So that's,
well, and yeah, without a doubt, if you're an artist, it's not a way you're going to see any revenue from, unless you're Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's interesting, you know, as we look at Spotify, and, you know, I do some speaking in various classes with students and talking about this kind of stuff. And one of the things I often point out is, so you look at the big four in music content distribution, you've got Apple, you've got Spotify, you've got Amazon, and you've got Google. And I ask the students, how does Apple make most of their money? And it's obviously through, you know, devices. How does Google make most of their money? Through advertising. How does Amazon make most of their money? How does Spotify make most of their money? So Spotify is kind of the odd man out in digital music when it comes to basically how they make their money. You know, for those other three, they don't necessarily need this business. They enjoy the business. They like the business. But they can afford to lose money. How long can Spotify afford to lose money? And do you guys think Spotify is going to be around in the long term, assuming they stay as they are right now? Certainly they could get gobbled up by some massive media company. But do you think they're going to continue staying around losing this much money?
I don't. Here's the thing. They've built the biggest platform, and they've got a great interface, and there'd be no reason why someone couldn't just buy them. I think that's probably what will happen. I don't see a business going forward with any of these streaming services. You were just saying, you know, that except for Spotify, they're all held by these big giant tech companies, and those companies can offer this as a little side thing to do, as Amazon really basically offers it as a way to keep you hooked into their ecosystem. And with Spotify, they have nothing like that. However, they have a far better service than, in my opinion, anybody else does. So I think that Spotify will continue to exist, but I would imagine they'd just be bought by somebody who has so far failed in digital music, like, let's say, Google.
Interesting. Here you go. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You listen to Pop Tech Radio. I've got Jeff Morrison and Brent Butterworth here, and we've got more when we come back.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Mike Etchart, Pop Tech Radio with Jeffrey Morrison. He, of course, is the writer for Tech and Travel for Sina and the New York Times. And Brent Butterworth, the audio and musical instrument writer for The Wire Cutter and editor for Soundstage. Solo, we've been talking about digital music. So has Google Music been a failure, or are they just number four?
Let's just stick a fork in it, man. It's a failure. Who uses it? Nobody uses it.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know who uses it. If any, I never really thought about it. I just kind of know they're there, and because it's Google, you mention it. I guess they're a long fourth in a crowd of four.
Yeah.
So, listen, digital music isn't going anywhere. Jeff, I do approve of your personal stand on that.
Oh, no, but streaming is absolutely the way it's going to go going forward.
I mean, yeah.
No doubt. I'm not trying to say that my method is the future or better or anything else. It's just how I do it. And the one thing about Spotify, too, that I think is worth mentioning is that they've become almost the Kleenex or Uber, where their brand has become the name for...
They're the generic term.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's an incredible value there. And I agree with Brent, for someone like Google to kind of go, well, we'll just absorb this. But at this moment, Spotify is valued, I think, very highly because of the potential, but they don't have, at the moment anyway, a model that works for profit.
You know, and ironically, they are partially owned by some of the major music companies. So obviously when they kind of came in, the major music companies had learned their lesson in terms of licensing. And so they early on said, yeah, and we're going to, as part of that licensing agreement, we're going to buy part of you. And I'm going to guess they said, well, we're not for sale.
Said, you okay. Are now.
Yeah, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Absolutely. So I don't know if that helps. I mean, it certainly helps them in the long run, but I wonder if that kind of artificially props them up, given that that's kind of part of their ownership group. I don't know, but it is an expensive game, and they own none of the content, right? So, and you can't go around and like Netflix, where you can start creating your own content. They don't own anything. And so they are always going to be at the behest of the folks that own the content.
It'd be interesting if they start doing what Netflix does. They just start, giving popular or semi-popular bands. It's like, okay, well, you'll just publish directly through us.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
That's sort of what Tidal did, at least for a while. You remember when Jay-Z took it over, he enlisted the help of a lot of fellow artists, and a lot of them went exclusive with Tidal for a while, but I don't think they do that anymore.
And I didn't even mention Tidal. That's how.
Yeah, and where's that going? And now we have Qobuz, Q-O-B-U-Z, Qobuz, Qobuz, something.
Which is kind of the high quality streaming.
Yeah, they're going after Tidal's giant market dominance. It's perfectly fine, those services, but I've gotten them both for free at times, and I've used them a little bit. I'm kind of like, yeah, fine. But Spotify has a lot more stuff, and it's easier to use. And
it was like the early days of MP3, where the purists were like, "Oh, but it doesn't sound as good." I'm like, "Yeah, but you have everything."
Yes, you have everything. You have every album ever made at your disposal.
Right.
Look, I've done lengthy comparison tests between, say, Tidal and Spotify, because Tidal, for people who don't know, there's a version of Tidal where you can get CD quality out of it, and Spotify, the maximum quality is 320 kilobits per second, which is about a fourth or a fifth of CD, and but because of the pretty good audio compression technology they have, you can barely hear the difference. You can once in a while, but it's pretty negligible, and frankly, unless you're listening on a $5,000 pair of speakers, which you're not, I don't see much point.
Yeah, exactly. And on that note, we got to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio with Mike Etchart, Brent Butterworth, and Jeff Morrison. We got more from Techland when we come back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And we are back, Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Brett Butterworth, the audio and musical instrument writer for The Wire Cutter, of course, the editor at Soundstage Solo, Jeffrey Morrison, tech and travel writer for CNET and The New York Times. We've been talking about digital music. Who is your provider of choice, and will they be around in the long run? And speaking of subscription services, guys, and we've talked about this on the show off and on, for our friends Netflix, I'm going to guess we're all Netflix subscribers. just this year. We've got Disney Plus coming out. We've got Apple's subscription service. We've got an offering from AT&T-owned Warner Brothers subscription service. If you're Netflix, is it getting hot in the kitchen, Brent? Are you going to be worried if you're Netflix?
Well, I would be, because Netflix has established their brand, like, shockingly well over the last 10 years. But they're no Disney. And people, they do have a reputation for quality, but people will go see the next Disney movie or the next Star Wars movie or the next Marvel movie or whatever. But the next Netflix thing, it's like, well, I don't know. What is it?
I agree with Brent, though. I mean, if there's a, oh, I'll watch that aspect to many Netflix shows. I mean, some of them are excellent, of course,
yeah,
but I think the majority is like, oh, that's on, I'll watch it. Whereas if somebody comes in, let's say it's Disney, with, oh, this is a must-watch thing, like, let's say HBO does a really good job with, I think there's much more of a draw there, and especially at the price that Disney Plus is going to be. It's almost like, well, yeah, of course I'll subscribe to that as well. But I think the next step past Disney, like you were saying, these other companies wanted to get in on it, I think we're initially going to have way too many of these things, and then that'll slowly, hopefully, whittle away as some of these other ones are like, well, no one's going to subscribe to that, who cares? But it's funny that we've kind of come around where what most people have wanted from their cable service from the beginning is the ability to just buy only the channels that they want. And of course, no cable company would ever do that for many reasons. And now we're kind of having that option, but not in the way that we wanted.
That's right.
Be careful what
careful
you wish,
what you
for,
wish for. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, and you mentioned HBO, and before we started recording the show, the three of us, Cody Castleberry, our producer, and Jeff and myself. Brent, you're not a Game of Thrones fan, but we've got the end of Game of Thrones. At least as we're recording this, there's three more episodes, and we all just went through the last gigantic third episode, which was just exhausting and fantastic. But I wonder, will we ever see the likes of this again? Because at least in the case of HBO, what has happened in the last 6 months, I suppose, of course, is that HBO is now under new ownership themselves, under the AT&T overlords. And, of course, I can't remember the guy's name, but one of the longtime executives at HBO who had been there for 30 years. And really
kind of the guy who created HBO as we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he left. And
he stopped writing on the wall.
Yeah, and there's certainly rumors or leaks that came out. Who knows if they were true, of like how he was bristling underneath the new management of what
already
they wanted from him, and he, I guess he just said, you know what, I'm out before having to deal with it.
That's right. So, I mean, I'm not inaccurate by saying this. Currently, or at least in the last 6 months, let's say, HBO is even kind of a tick above all the other folks. So now if they kind of get lowered down to the same tier as, let's say, Netflix and Disney Plus and a potential Apple and a potential Warner Brothers, you know, that's five right there. What is the tolerance of most people? At least for my house, I'll probably go with two.
Right. And I think that's how it's going to shake out. And I'm guessing that HBO is going to be going forward, and it's going to be a greater amount of content with, if not lower quality, it's certainly lower cost. To answer your question before, I think we're definitely never going to see something as big and expensive as Game of Thrones again. Maybe somewhere close to it. Nothing like that, because it was such a big cost, and it made sense for a company like HBO in the now to do something like that. But
in aside from the monetary commitment, it's also the commitment of story. You know, are you going to make a commitment? I think at the end of 60 some odd episodes, is anybody going to be making that commitment, or is always going to be kind of a wait and see thing, which is certainly what Netflix does. They have a lot of great shows on. They all have a lot of great shows on, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to catch on with folks.
Yeah, there's a risk. There's a risk there. And Game of Thrones succeeded because of the quality and the word of mouth. So it's, you know, there's obviously a lot of books out there, so they could come up with something. Or even doesn't necessarily need a book. I mean, the final episode of Breaking Bad had significantly more viewers than the first episode because it's just a word of mouth. People are like, oh, you got to watch this show. So that could definitely happen again. But the putting of that money into an episode like we just watched this week, no way that's going to happen, at least not in the near future, not with all of these, because all the pieces are getting smaller, the pie doesn't get any bigger. So each of these companies, even HBO, they're not going to get as much money as they have now when these other services roll out. Just as you said, people are going to look at it like, well, I watched one thing on HBO for 1 month of the year, why am I paying $15 every month?
Do you subscribe to two, let's say, but then go truly a la carte and maybe just buy certain shows outside of a monthly commitment?
Right. Right. And I certainly do that. I mean, I haven't had cable in a lot of years, and there's one or two shows that aren't on one of the streaming services that I subscribe to that I'll just buy, like Billions. I really like the show Billions, but I'm not going to pay monthly to get Showtime. So I think that's who it's with. So I just buy it for $20-$30 for the season, and that's, you know, a lower cost for me in the long run than a subscription would be.
Brent, what is your personal tolerance for subscription services in the house?
I don't really have any. I mean, I have Amazon Prime, which I, you know, have for a variety of reasons. But I get Hulu now because of Spotify. You get Hulu free with Spotify. To me, it's kind of like I'm not a big TV watcher, and I haven't been since I was in college. So I turn it on at night at 10 or 11 when I'm kind of like want to wind down for half an hour before I go to bed, and I start watching something, and then I get sleepy and go to bed. I mean, I'm not tuned into that thing.
Interesting. All right. Well, on that note, we got to take a quick break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchard, Jeff Morrison, and Brent Butterworth, and we will be right back.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bob Ed. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227 or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchard, Jeffrey Morrison. He is the tech and travel writer for the New York Times and CNET. And Brent Butterworth, the audio and musical instrument writer for The Wirecutter, and he's also the editor at Soundstage Solo. We've been talking about our own personal tolerance for all of these wonderful subscription services that are out there right now. Talking about, of course, Netflix and their arrival, in very shortly, of considerable competition in the subscription space. And I'm out of the demographic now. I don't have young kids anymore, but I know a lot of parents that subscribe to Netflix because of the Disney content. And Disney, they have not said they're going to take away that content, but Jeff, if you're a betting man, are we going to see much Disney content on Netflix, let's say, after this year?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, they've already moved to cancel almost all, if not all, of their Disney/Marvel-related shows, obviously, I think, because of this. It doesn't make sense from a corporate mindset to be paying what's going to be your main rival. So, yeah, I think we're going to lose all of that. And that's an interesting point where, obviously, every parent of kids of a certain age, they have to get this Disney service.
Yeah. Disney number one in that household.
So how many of those parents are going to be like, well, I can still find something to watch for me on this, so why do I need Netflix? So I think that's going to be Netflix's biggest competitor and their biggest cause for perhaps a decrease in subscribers. But then again, I probably will end up having Netflix and Disney because it's not that much more money. And they're going to offer, you know, all of these great movies, but also potentially a lot of shows on my particular fandom. So I'll watch a Star Wars TV show for $7 a month or whatever it is. So, yeah, why not?
Boy, Netflix has really, I mean, they have made the commitment of creating their own content, obviously. But ultimately, Netflix has, and Apple has the same problem, which is I've not heard actually much about Apple licensing. It seems like Apple's going to have a little bit different of a deal than the other three, let's say. Netflix and potentially Apple have the same problem, which is creating your own content is very, very expensive.
And difficult.
And difficult. And getting those people interested. Because as we mentioned in the earlier segment, there's a lot of great shows on that just never have continued because they just haven't found their audience, not because of lack of quality. So, you know, Netflix and Apple are going to be at a disadvantage because the other folks coming into this marketplace, Warner Brothers and Disney and any others that might jump in, they all have that advantage of having gigantic vaults of content and the ability to pull all that stuff out at a whim and throw it up there. So they kind of immediately come into this with considerable advantage. But again, if it's only two or even three, who do you choose? And I think you mentioned kind of the Showtimes and a little bit below, you know, the folks just a notch below HBO, let's say, in the former Movie Channel Club. Those guys are all going to suffer. What happens to them?
You know, so
we already right now, when just the ones we're talking about, that's kind of a universe of almost 10 different services you could theoretically subscribe to outside of a regular cable package, outside of Amazon Prime, outside of Hulu, which I think Disney is trying to increase their ownership in Hulu as well. So I think Disney is certainly looking like the behemoth in this new world.
Yeah, for sure.
And, of course, with their acquisition of Star Wars, and then they've been on a buying spree. And,
and they're going to have all those Fox movies as well. And they're obviously – it's funny that they're the biggest player in this game, and they haven't even launched their service yet.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, Brent, you did mention, though, you were at Amazon Prime, and you do get television offerings and the music offerings on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Are those important add-ons to you for your Prime membership?
Yeah, it's something I can reliably watch. Although, you know, if I lost it, if Amazon started charging for it, I'd say, well, I got Hulu. And then, you know, I got YouTube. And I'm inspired by my friends who have kids. I'm kind of like watching more YouTube on my iPad nowadays.
Well, we didn't even mention YouTube and their subscription offering as well.
And I don't have their subscription thing. I mean, YouTube, you could probably watch for the rest of your life just what's on there now. And, you know, it's just there's so much on YouTube that I want to watch that I think this TV paradigm is very people over 40. I'm trying to get with what the kids are doing.
As I get further away from being a kid.
It also happens to be free, and I happen to enjoy it more. So,
And there is a lot of fantastic content on YouTube. I mean, people who are creating compelling, interesting, well-made videos that, like Brent said, there's so many of those available that, you know, whatever your specific interest or niche, there's probably going to be a YouTuber who's been making videos for years you've never heard of that does amazing content and is worthy of a watch because they'll make money from that in theory.
And we kind of started though talking about Spotify and how they're not really making money yet on their platform. And I don't think YouTube is either yet. Is YouTube become profitable yet for Google? It's such an expensive thing to serve up all of that video and story.
Boy, yeah.
But they're getting the content for free.
But they're getting content for free. Good point. Although they're now trying, of course, to pimp their subscription service. And I don't know too many people who subscribe to YouTube.
No, that's a good example. I mean, I go to YouTube to watch some videos, and I'll open up the main page, and it'll show me a list of things of like, oh, here's the people you subscribe to, here's new videos from them, and inevitably they'll have, you know, YouTube Red or whatever they're calling it now. And with the shows that they have, and I'm like, stop showing me that. I'm not going to watch your crappy TV shows. Like, right. It's just, and to tie that into, you were mentioning Amazon. Amazon's a great example of the difficulty in making good content, in that they have a number of shows that they're creating mm-hmm. that are really mediocre. I mean, a couple of them are okay, and maybe one or two are better than that. But it still shows that it's, you can't just throw money at some producers and then expect to get amazing content.
It's tough business.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of knowledge that needs to be there on, I think, the business side to figure out, okay, well, here is a creative person, and this is how you nurture that creative person to get content that really works without kind of annoying them. Or,
but even in the best of times, you're still, you know, the competition is crazy. There's just so much great content. And I will say, one of my favorite shows that I do watch is on Amazon, which is Bosch. Great show. And on that note, we got to take a break, though. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart, Jeff Morrison, and Brent Butterworth, and we are coming right back.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
And we are back. Mike Etchart here with Pop Tech Radio. Brent Butterworth, of course, the audio and musical instrument writer for The Wire Cutter and the editor over at Soundstage Solo. And Jeffrey Morrison, the writer for Tech and Travel for CNET and the New York Times. And guys, I think we said a little note around to each other about this. Huawei, which is the way that I believe is meant to be pronounced, is coming out potentially with, wait for it, an 8K 5G television. 8K TVs, not the first on the market, no price given, but Engadget was mentioning it, and in the same sentence they mentioned that it's in the same league as the eye-watering $70,000 8K set that Samsung has. My favorite line of the day, eye-watering, it is that indeed. Huawei getting into TVs, I guess they make TVs around the world, but not, do they make TVs here that are available, you guys? I'm not even sure of that.
I don't think so.
Not that I've seen.
Yeah, I believe they are certainly made in China and in the Asian markets.
Well, the first thing I think we have to mention is the fact that this is a solution to a problem that I don't think anyone has. I mean, the number of people on Earth that don't have Wi-Fi but do have a 5G connection, that has to number in the dozens, if that. So that's a weird thing to me.
But might it evolve in that direction, though? Might people say, oh, you know, with this mobile so fast, I don't need my Wi-Fi anymore?
Well, in theory, sure, but I can't imagine that any telecom company who's coming out with 5G is not going to price that significantly higher than any Wi-Fi and then start certainly cap data and so forth. Like, that's the whole thing with 5G, is that there's going to be so much more bandwidth potentially that they wouldn't have to narrow it down for these like they do now with 4G. But at the same time, these companies also want to make lots of money, and I'm sure they're going to limit these things. So downloading or streaming video every night from your cellular connected television just seems very fetched to me.
But, you know, given your tireless championing of any increase in resolution, Jeff, I would think that you would be relieved to this TV.
Yeah, and I certainly have written plenty about 8K TVs being a complete waste, but also at the same time, like, at the current crop of these 8K TVs, they're just fantastic televisions. They happen to have a useless resolution that you're never going to see, but they're expensive televisions, so they're going to have all of the fancy features that actually do make a difference with picture quality. Should anyone spend $70,000 on a television? No, absolutely not. That's insane, but I guess people do.
On our break, Brent, you were talking about getting the call when, was it Panasonic made the gigantic 102-inch plasma, and you went and looked at it. These companies kind of make this stuff for show, right, to kind of get press. But they clearly sell some. You know, how many 102-inch plasma TVs did Panasonic sell in the day, and how many $70,000 Samsung 8K televisions are being sold? I assume if you're uber wealthy that this is another kind of a status thing to have.
I can say with Panasonic for sure, you know, that was 102-inch plasma, if I remember correctly. I think it weighed 400 pounds or something like that. And if you wanted to put it on your second story, you basically had to cut a hole in the side of the house and put it in with a crane, literally.
Yeah.
But the reason they did it was because the glass sheet that they were using to make their plasma TVs, they were cutting 50 or 60-inch plasmas out of one sheet. And they realized, oh, we could take one sheet and make a giant TV out of that. And so they did it. And, you know, how many did they sell? I know they sold a couple, but it was more for a showpiece. It's basically a PR stunt.
Yeah. Let's see if we can do it.
Yeah.
Talk about it and say, well.
And idiots like Brent Butterworth will fly across the country to write about our TV.
Yeah, right. And in fact, he did. Well, Jeff, you might have more of an idea. Like in the case of the Samsung television, the 8K one, is it on the market now or is it still coming? I mean,
No, I believe so. I believe you can get it now if you want. Depends on where you can actually buy it, I think. But I think if you're spending that kind of money, I'm guessing Samsung will find you somebody that will sell it to you, of course. But when you're getting up to that size, and that $70,000 TV, that's just to be clear, that's a 98-inch television.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a replacement for a projection screen, essentially. And the same with the 102-inch plasma and all these. But not only are you replacing a projection screen at that size, it's significantly brighter. So you could have something that size in a room with windows and watch it during the day and it have this massive image. I'm not trying to sell it either. I think most people would be perfectly content with a $1,000 projector and a screen and just put some shades up.
Right.
But for some, no one's saving up for a $70,000 TV. That's not this market, obviously. This is for people who wouldn't even blink spending that kind of money and have never even looked at the price of things. So for them, sure, go for it. Here's this cool thing, and their friends come over, and they can be wowed by this massive television and so forth, and hey, good for them, I guess. But for the rest of us, that's not going to be the case, and I can't imagine that a 98-inch television is going to be a commonplace thing ever, because I think most people just, when you get a sense of how large that actually is, and there's this
it's gigantic thing,
even if it's mounted on the wall, it just kind of dominates the space, and when it's off, it's just this black, oppressive thing there. And it's, you know, I've had a projection screen for 15 plus years, so I love it. I wouldn't go back to a television, but I reviewed 80-inch TVs when those first started coming out, and it's a completely different experience because it's just this black hole when it's off, and I wouldn't get that. I think it's a completely changes the room that it's in a negative way. Cool to watch, sure, but then with the projector, you have a reflective white wall, essentially, that doesn't just distract you with the nothingness.
So will Samsung sell these in the hundreds, in the thousands?
Hundreds seems reasonable. Wouldn't be surprised.
There are hundreds of people out there that can afford a $70,000 TV, and that makes sense.
For sure.
It's kind of a showpiece. But then, you know, we haven't even started talking about 8K content.
Of which there is none.
Of which there is none. And will we be content, will the TV manufacturers be content with 8K?
Basically, the current HDMI spec allows for up to 10K resolution. On the HDMI side, they obviously realize that this is never going to end. The good news is that the way that when you're starting with quality content, HD or especially 4K, it's the scaling to go up to these higher resolutions becomes essentially a little easier, even though the math suggests that it's the same amount from a lower resolution to, say, a 4K TV. When you're starting with something quality, it's easier, and therefore, even though these 8K TVs don't have 8K content to watch on them, the 4K content is still going to look good and perhaps potentially seem a little more detailed just because of how the scaling works. We don't have to have 8K content to have an 8K TV, although, yes, obviously that would be better, but that 8K content is so far off into the future, it's not even really worth considering. That's years, many, many years away, seeing as we don't even have a widespread 4K content at the moment.
There you go, exactly. All right, on that note, we got to take a break. It's Pop Tech Radio. We're coming right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let me tell you how it will be.
And we are back. Mike Etchart with Brent Butterworth and Jeff Morrison. We are wrapping up the show. Guys, you know, we're heading into summer. It's not quite summer yet. Do things kind of slow down in the tech world for each of you, or is it kind of just go, go, go all year? Brent, I'll let you start with that. Is it?
For me, it's go, 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 because, you know, since I'm mostly audio, you know, in the audio world now, it's morphed into having, like, all these different regional shows. And so the manufacturers try to have new products for all of these shows. So there's, like, this just constant stream of new products coming out, especially in headphones. And then there's international shows, and everybody, you know, there's all these international shows, like Munich is coming up next month, which is the biggest audio show. And there's just so many new venues to show product and so many product introductions and so many companies all around the world. And, of course, you can follow the Munich show from the comfort of your, you know, living room in Los Angeles. And so it's just this constant stream. It just never stops. It never really slows down for me at this point.
Well, you know, I think we've talked about this when we're in Vegas at CES and kind of the enormity of these gigantic trade shows. And, you know, we're already seeing it in audio. You know, it's kind of moving away from these gigantic shows and kind of back to the future, really, kind of these more regional shows.
Yeah.
Is that a trend going to continue, do you think, moving forward?
Oh, I think so, especially because, you know, I think we talked at CES about how that's barely even an audio show anymore because although it's just for various reasons. But the audio manufacturers, there are at least, you know, four or five significant hi-fi shows in America. Plus there's the Can Jam show, which is headphones only, and they have six of those a year worldwide. And there's the Munich show. There's the Funkestelling FSI show in Berlin in, what is that, September. There's CEDIA here in September. There's Rocky Mountain Audio Fest in September. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. It's really getting tough for the manufacturers to actually participate in all these shows, but that's how they sell their products now that the retail chains are gone.
That's right, exactly. And Jeff, do you think, I mean, I think we also talked about it at CES, you know, and I think somebody, you know, kind of off the cuff basically told me that, you know, and we're seeing a lot of people just not showing up anymore at CES. It's just not worth the expense and the effort and the noise level, you know, to be heard above the din. And but somebody told me that it's like, you know, it doesn't matter who drops out. There's always some Chinese company that will jump in and start showing there. Are we moving away from that and kind of the timeline of early January for all of these things being announced? Or is it still?
I think we'll still see announcements, whether or not the companies actually go to the show or have a big presence in the show. That's certainly up for debate. But any company can announce something that week if they want to. I mean, like Brent was saying, I don't know why most companies would want to at this point, because there is other places that they could do that and get a, you know, a more of a reception. But then still a lot of companies still feel that they need to, you know, the traditional mindset, oh, it's CES, we have to announce it's CES. And so they do, and it gets lost. But then that's kind of how the spring sorts out for me, is kind of finding, oh, hey, here's a thing that everybody missed, and, you know, we'll talk about that, or I'm going to dig further into this technology that they talked about at the show but now are more willing to share. And then for a lot of things like televisions, which is obviously a big part of, you know, what we talk about, they really are only going to start shipping maybe now, maybe early summer. And so the reviews for what was announced at CES are only going to start happening at the earliest, you know, now in May for us, and more likely even later in the summer. So that's news starts coming out. Like, oh, now we can talk about this because we've actually seen it, which is, you know, so it's ongoing. For me anyway, the spring is the slow time, and now it starts picking up with this other stuff. And then for my other half of my job with travel, I mean, I spend most of the summer traveling, so it's a different type of coverage for me that doesn't really fit into the pop culture, pop tech mindset. So I'll leave that part out. But
boy, am I jealous. What a great gig to be the travel writer. And that's, and you get to write all that
out. Not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. In fact, it's really, really wonderful. Well, we do want to wrap up this episode of Pop Tech Radio. Gentlemen, I want to say a huge thanks. It was great to have you both on together at the same time.
It's been fun.
It's great to be on.
It was awesome. So, folks, thank you for listening into the show today. I want to thank Cody Castleberry, who is our producer and engineer and keeper of all things organized. Without him, we would flounder. And don't forget, we are podcasts. So if you want to go back and revisit some older episodes with different guests and different topics, we are there wherever you get your podcasts, including, for me at least, that's on Apple iTunes. But we are wherever podcasts are found. And also want to thank Radio America, who is our radio syndicator, who gets us out to all the stations across the country that carry the show, of which we are eternally grateful. So I want to thank everyone for listening in. We will be back next week with another show. So for everyone here at PopTech Radio, I'm Mike Etchart. Thanks for listening in, and we will see you next week.
Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.